Ne, slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karuselu. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Get the chance of me. jednom, samo na trenutak.
Ja,
da, lepa najava. Dobroveče, poštovani slušalci. Dobroveče još jednom iz Groningena, iz ovog divnog grada, studentskog grada, koji čini jedan od najboljih gradova Evrope, ne samo Holandije, to smo otkrili. Danas prosek godina u Groningenu je 36. Možete misliti koliko je lepo i koliko je divan ovaj grad. Počeli smo s jednom zanimljivom grupom, zove se The Gift. Brian Eno ih je otkrio na turneji i rešio je sa njima da snimi album. Sada ćemo napraviti kopču. Pesma je mnogo lepa, prošle godine je bila jedna od najvećih evropskih hitova i našla se na listi European Border Breaker Chart. To je jedna od najznačajnijih listi koja se trenutno događa u svetu, za Evropu jako značajna jer probija granice, dakle decentralizuje tržište, decentralizuje muzičku industriju. Tim povodom naš gost u studiju je osnivač liste pri Euroradio i Eurosoniku, gospodin Werner Schlosser. Dear Werner, thank you so much. A Brian Eno, da se vratimo na Brian Eno. Mnogi sastavi, mnogi muzičari smatraju da je on jedan od direktnih utise. Nećete verovati, i sastav The Residence. U Beogradu su skoro bili rezidenci. I zahvaljujući Draganu Ambroziću, Radio Beograd 1 je imao ekskluzivno pravo da emituje intervju. To je na svetskom nivou velika stvar jer oni ne daju intervjue. Za to je zaslužen jedan divan čovjek koji se zove samo Hank i koji je rešio da jednoj Srbiji da takvu čast da konačno sazna sve o tim divnim ljudima. Između ostalog rekli su da vole i Briana Ina, kao i Davida Bowie, kao i krautrock i sve ono što čine naš život, to čini i život tih tajanstvenih članova velikog i kultnog sastava The Residence. Henka smo našli u Groningenu i Henk će biti drugi gost. Današnja tema je muzika, muzičke top liste, uticaj muzički, sve ono što želite da znate, čućete mnogo ekskluzivnih stvari. A ja ću sada da prevedem našim dragim gostima. I just explain how happy I was, dear Henk, to find you here and that you are the main in charge to have the residents in our home and on our radio station.
Absolutely. Radio Belgrade. Dobro večer.
Dobro večer. The wonderful. I, dear Werner, I explain explain your function, and this is the main theme of our show today, to explain how EBBC works.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing. I explain another thing, Hank, that Residence, I think Ambrozić is calling.
Oh, live on the show.
Da, on to sluša jako pažljivo. Da, sad ćemo ga pozdraviti. Divno što se slušamo u Beogradu. Residenci su u tom intervju pričali o mnogim uticima. Između ostalog naveli su i ovog umjeta. The Residence, in the interview that you gave us, you are talking about the influences and the music they loved.
Absolutely.
And they love Brian Eno so much. They love kraut rock. They love classical music. They love everything that we love. And we can see in their music, in their vocal arrangements and in everything, that it is very solid classical music.
It is kind of classical music in the rock field, yeah. It's influences from all over the place. And what they do, they try to give their own aspects and view and focus on American music.
Yes.
And the flip side of the coin, they try to deconstruct music and make their own interpretation of it.
Yes.
And that makes Residents so very special.
Thank you for that.
we like that's why, I mean, Serbia is far away from Western Europe while we tour, but because we met so many nice people there and a very nice promoter out there, Dragan, that we made a decision, we go there. Although fees are not that high, but still, I mean, we could do Serbia and we could do Croatia, Zagreb on the way back, so that made it all worth. And when you come that far from Europe, I mean, yeah, You allow people to have a nice interview and to enjoy our presence.
It was only Dragan and me. Just let me translate. Please. Dakle, rezidenci jesu dekonstruisali, kako Hank lepo kaže, klasičnu muziku, da. I bilo im je veliko zadovoljstvo da dođu u Beograd, da smisle kako da prosto vežu taj deo Evrope, što jeste glavni problem sa izvođačima. Verujem da je glavni, da vežu, da im se isplati da prosto dođu da održe jedan koncert, jer oni nisu sastav kome treba arena, nego prostor u kome oni mogu da izvedu svoje umetničko delo. Tako su povezali Beograd i Zagreb i mi smo imali tu sreću da imamo sastav. Sve se događalo zahvaljujući Henku. Henk je njihov glasnogovornik. Henk je ono što predstavlja rezidence ovako u svetu. I just translated.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Ja znam da Werner Schlosser, naš gost, je jako dobar poznavalac muzike i ne bi se svako uhvatio u koštac sa evropskom top listom gde treba da se predstavi sad više ne zapadno muzičko tržište, već cela Evropa. Sada ćemo ga pitati da nam izanalizira svoj stav. Werner, I just explained that we know that you're good... have a wonderful knowledge in pop art and pop culture and everything in contemporary music.
Mm-hmm.
And only that kind of person can try to and can make this chart. Because this chart is not English chart or, I don't know, English and Irish. It is the whole Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to deal with us, with Bulgaria and Lithuania.
Certainly.
It's not very...
it's complex sometimes.
It's complex.
Yes.
So please tell us, how did you start?
Well,
kako je počeo?
In fact, the European Border Breakers Chart is an extension of the European Border Breakers Awards. European Border Breakers Awards are awarded to artists whose first international release is successful outside their home country, and it's an award that is awarded at Eurosonic Noorderslag each year in January. So it's an event in January, and then in February, March, April, May, there's nothing, and then in January you start again. So each time you start again, you have one peak a year in January. And the idea was, how do we keep this peak constant throughout the year? So we thought, well, if we make a chart based on the same rules as the EBA Awards, which is published every week, then you can keep the awards alive throughout the year.
Thank you, I just translate. Yeah. Poštovani slušalci, izvinite što pustimo prvo naše goste da ispričaju, jer oni jako kvalitetno vam kažu, vi ćete možda i razumeti, e sada ćemo vam, da ne pričamo prosto preko njih jer su živi u studiju. European Border Breaker Chart, ta vrsta top liste je proistekla iz EBA nagrada, nagrada koje su se u sredu dodeljivali, imali ste prilike i da slušate intervjue od dobitnika. To je nagrada koja prethodi Grammy-ima i Brit Awardu, nagradama engleskim, koja predstavlja nove mlade umetnike isključivo. I pojavila se potreba, pošto se sastanak, ova najveća muzička platforma godišnje događa jednom u januaru, da se izvođači prosto prate putem radiostanica, putem prodaje njihove muzike, tokom cijele godine. Tako je formirana pre dve godine top lista koja se zove European Border Breaker Charts. Ova priča je uvod u vrlo ekskluzivno pravo da se i mi uskoro uključimo aktivno u nju. So, I explain what did you say. Okay. This time the first place. What is it?
This week it's the European Border Breakers Charts are published each Friday around noon. So last noon we published a new chart, and the number one of this week is the same as last week and many weeks before, Zayn and Sia with Dusk Till Dawn.
Hvala puno. Dakle, top lista ide jednom nedeljno, danas se objavljuje, u podne se petkom objavljuje, tako da je potpuno sveža, mi ćemo slušati tokom emisije upravo numere sa ove top liste, predstavljamo je polako, uz osnivača i uz divno Henka koji mnogo toga može da nam kaže, ne samo o rezidencima, već o svemu što se događa u muzici, divni sagovornici na Radio Beogradu 1. Slušamo prvo mesto i BBC-a, izvolite. Samo što nismo čuli. Dakle, Sia i Zayn. Dragi kolege, ja nadam se da ste na vezi. To je prva numera koja treba da ide. Try
in the daytime is over. There's eyes on you everywhere. You know that, right? I'm watching you. My crew's watching you. You know your little homies? They pissed off. They mad at you, bro. Your name is mud on the streets. Oh, I know who you are.
You don't know me.
We were shot like a jacket, so do yours. We would roll down the rapids to find a way that fits. Can you feel where the wind is? Can you feel it through all of the windows inside this room?
Narodno pozorište u Beogradu. Prva predstava u godini jubileja. Branislav Nušić. Ožalošćena porodica. Režija Jagoš Marković. Premijera 19. januara 2018. godine na velikoj sceni. Dobrodošli.
Novi CD Zaveštanje legendarnog Kepe i grupe Free Spirit. Izdanju PGP RTS-a. U prodaji.
Novi studijski album Zdravka Čolića i 11 novih pesama.
Ničeg nije bilo između nas.
Svetski zvuk, najveće muzičke zvezde sa ovih prostora.
Donesite ljep.
15. studijski album Ono malo sreće. Branko Čolić, PGP, RTS.
Narodno pozorište u Beogradu. Prva predstava u godini jubileja. Branislav Nušić. Ožalošćena porodica. Režija Jagoš Marković. Premijera 19. januara 2018. godine na velikoj sceni. Dobrodošli.
Bolje da sam tuđe, ljubi ja. kompilacija najvećih hitova. Grupa Kerber i PGP RTS. Specijal. U prodaji. Eko.
Slušate Pop Karusel, Radio Beograda 1, direktno iz Groningena, treći put, poslednji put, i danas nam je tema ono što je jako značajno za evropsku muzičku industriju, evropska zvanična top lista, koja se zove European Border Breaker Charts, a naš gost je osnivač liste Werner Schlosser, i lista je napravljena na osnovu EBA nagrada, koje se događaju također na Eurosoniku. To je najznačajnija evropska muzička nagrada koja je namenjena mladim izvođačima, dakle ne mogu stari, makoliko drago im bilo da uđu na tu top listu. Događalo se čak da na Eurosoniku, gde preko 350 koncerata se održe, traže velike zvezde da dođu da sviraju, međutim prosto ne može, jer princip Eurosonika je da se napravi novo muzičko nebo. Kako god ono bilo, dosta je kvalitetno. Mi ćemo pitati i Henka kako njemu izgleda nova scena sa njegove tačke gledišta, pošto znamo, ako su rezidenti nešto što je vrh svima nama, kako bi on to tumačio? First, I would like to ask Hank, what does he think about new music scene?
The new music
and about
scene.
Sounds. What is...
Well, I'm have a
exciting
kind of
for you.
Peculiar and exciting position in this organization here. We record as host broadcaster, MPO 3FM here, in six or seven venues. And so I get to organize the rise for EBU, for all, from all these bands. So I get to know a lot of these bands, and I'm already 45 years in the music business myself, so I'm very still interested in what the new music scene is coming to. And the only thing I think is approach too much in music is the DJ who is invading the stage more and more, to add to a singer or to a couple of singers. And the guitar has moved away from the scene a lot, which I don't like. I'm a kind of old school guy that is, let's say, Werner. I'm a rock guy, from the era of Frank Zappa, another name which is still very famous in Serbia too.
Serbia, everything is good and famous. What is good, it is famous. You have to know
that's
that.
That's important.
You knew it from the residence start.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I mean, from the new and younger people, I still, and that has been like this forever, is the honest singer-songwriter, and there are a lot of them still in the music business who have an honest way of presenting their own music. Like yesterday, a very nice show I visited in the church, Luther Church, Lily Among Clouds, very nice, a German singer-songwriter with three guys among them. That's that stuff that that we really need to support, which is, because there is so much dance and EDM music pushing forward and taking the interest of the young audience, but that's not the real music. That's entertainment, and we're talking about music.
Dakle, pravimo razliku između zabave i prave muzike. Hank u svom skoro 50-godišnjem stažu u EBU ima i tekako pravi stav o svemu tome i kaže da je sve manje gitara, sve više elektronike, DJ-evi zamenjuju instrumente, zamenjuju scenu, što donosi dosta sterilnosti u muzici i možda ne tako dobro. Sad mi ćemo njega pozvati da ona odsluša večeras našu Anu Ćurči, nama je danas ključni dan, i upravo ono što je pričao za izvođaču u Luteranskoj crkvi, koji su sinoć održali koncert, mi smo to slušali, stvarno divna muzika, će se biti ono što će mu se svideti i kod Ane. Ana dolazi sa pravim instrumentima. I moramo da kažemo tu kritiku da je ovde dosta izvođača koji nemaju žive instrumente, služe se kompjuterima i služe se samplovima. I just explain what did you say, and I have to ask you to come to Ana Ćurčin Serbian show. This is a live show with a live instrument, with wonderful music, indie music alternative, and Americana, yeah.
Okay.
You will love it, because she sings, they are real players and very good players.
I'll be there tonight.
Please.
Yes.
When you said Lutheran church, you will love it more.
Anna,
it is better.
And the changes. Okay.
Anna and the
I'll
changes.
I'll be there.
Evo, Hank dolazi tamo. Pa to je predivno. Dear Werner,
yes.
Please, tell us how EBBC lives. Pitamo Wernera kako u stvari European Border Breaker Charts živi tokom, između nedelje i nedelje, u javnosti, in public.
Well, we have two ways of compiling the chart, or actually it's one way of compiling the chart out of two sources. We have a panel of radio stations measured by a radio monitor. That's a panel of 50 radio stations in 22 European countries. It's a panel consisting of European Broadcasting Union radio stations, so they are public radio stations that are that tend to play a lot of new music. So this panel of 50 radio stations is very important, and since today, the chart of today, we have added streaming music to the European Border Breakers chart, and that means that we have made we've created a database where the airplay information and the streaming information comes together. Everything is matched so that it's recognized, and the output of this airplay and streaming information becomes the European Border Breakers chart.
Thank you a lot. I will now try to translate. Dakle, jednom nedeljno se lista formira, šalje se putem interneta, uglavnom je na mreži, digitalno se prezentuje, ali služi i za radio stanice koje mogu dobiju. Sve su mogućnosti i opcije u igri. Dakle, emitovanje radio programa, radio povezan sa internetom, što je jako značajno za državne medije, gde na svakom izvođaču vi možete da o svakom izvođaču saznate i biografiju, da vidite sve što vas zanima iza tog izvođača koji je na prvom mestu. To je ono što razlikuje ovu top listu od ostalih. Prosto sa jednim slotom, jednim mestom vi saznajete sve o umetniku. To je Werner sam izmislio. Thank you, dear Werner. We have one more guest, very valuable to me. Poštovani slušalci, ovde se fino okuplja društvo. Imamo još jednog jako dragog i značajnog gosta. Od prvog trenutka zajedno smo u programu CITEV. Zove se Zoran Marić, direktor je In Music Festivala u Zagrebu. Zorane, mnogo ti hvala što si došao. Ovo je već jedno dugo prijateljstvo.
Treba ga nas samo nastaviti.
Uvek, tako će i da bude. Upoznali smo se kada je CITEV program počeo.
Da,
Srbija je bila tu zahvaljujući Exitu, Hrvatska je bila tu zahvaljujući tvom In Festivalu. I zahvaljujući line-upu za koji se boriš svake godine da bude...
Da, jedno koji svi drugi.
Pa da. Ali vodiš jako računa, ne o komercijali, upravo ono čemu je pričao Hank, nego da to bude muzika.
Da, da, naravno. Pa mislim, kad se već radi tako visoko rizičan posao, onda je zadovoljstvo upravo u tome da se to ne radi kao da se radi sa bilo kojim komercijalnim proizvodom, i to je ono razlika na kojoj mi insistiramo, i doista nećemo zvati izvođače koji su tu ono kratkog daha i koji su u stvari rade odvratnu muziku. Takve ne zovemo.
Tako je, jednostavno rečeno. Pričat ćemo o tvojom line-upu ove godine, koji je više nego dobar, i svaka ti čast. Ja znam da je to vrlo teško uraditi. Uopšte nije jednostavno da se na festivalu pojave. A pričat ćemo mnogo dobra imena. Sad ću te upoznati sa ostalim gostima. I slušamo muziku. Slušamo muziku, pa ćemo da temu proširimo. Bio nam je i Dragan Ambrozić na vezi. On je light motiv naše priče. U ostalom, sve nas je i povezao nekad u nekom trenutku.
Montana! You know what it is. When you hear that?
We got too drunk, we got too high. On the night we graduated. We got locked up in my bedroom. And I swear I didn't fake it. We got too drunk. Then you gave me yours. Then we started talking, and you
Radio Beograd 1, slušate Pop Karusel uživo iz Kroningena sa festivala Eurosonic. Ovde, baš u ovom studiju, upravo se te granice brišu. I možda je to prava stvar i zato i jesmo ovde da mi od srpske tačke nešto učinimo da se svi ispovežemo. I dragi Zorane, evo, juče smo bili i u Zagrebu isto vreme kad i u Groningenu, moram da ti kažem. Baš u ovoj emisiji prenosili smo rukomet. Igrali su Norveška, Srbija i hrvatska publika je jako navijela za nas. Moram da
dobro,
kažem.
Za njih ne preferiram uopće sport.
Jel tako?
I ni, na, pogotovo ne navijače, nikakve navijače. Nek se ne uvrijedi nitko, ali trebalo bi tražiti svoj, kako bi se reklo, identitet u sebi, u svojim postignućima, ne u postignućima drugih. To je onako osnovna lekcija egzistencijalističke filozofije.
Bravo.
Evo, zakon bi preporučio Sartra, malo da pročitaj, bit će se u redu.
Da ćemo se slopiti.
Biće puno lakše u životu.
Kada ti počinje festival?
25. 6. do 27. 6. A kamp se otvara već 23. 6. i traje 7 dana. Tako da je kamp svakako sjajna opcija za boraviti u Zagrebu, za vrlo, vrlo povoljne uvjete,
da.
A i u odnosu na druge festivale taj kamp doista spada u onako VIP ponudu, jer je In Music sadržava na tri otoka, na Umjetnom jezeru, na Jarunu, pa ta tri otoka su s toga su dva rezervirana za kamp, kamperi imaju svoju plažu, preko Potovskog mosta dolaze do glavnog otoka gdje se održava glazbeni program, tako da je evo, to je jedna od onako posebnosti In Musica, da je to i sjajna lokacija koja je izgrađena za Univerzijadu u Zagrebu i ta lokacija je doista odlična za glazbeni festival ovog tipa.
Da, mi ćemo prevesti posljednju translaciju. Sad nam reci svoj line-up, to sada objavljen.
Izvolite. Evo, dosta su, mislim, vjerujem da je publici ko prati kvalitetne bendove već poznato to kako ono sigurno i u onom prostoru bivše Jugoslavije da je smo objavili već, jer smo dosta rano u 9. mjesecu objavili Queens of the Stone Age, nakon toga je Nikkei Bezic su potvrđeni, David Byrne sa sjajnom novom turnejom koju se svi radujemo, to su još i Alice in Chains, Kills su potvrđeni, Frank Carter i bit će još tu niz imena, ali evo, ovo već do sad jako dobro.
Fenomenalno.
Da, cijena ulaznica je možda bitna, 53 eura je trodnevni festivalska ulaznica. I'll say in English in this moment our ticket price is 53 euros per 3 days, so they are surprised now.
Amazing.
Mislim da ćemo se svi naći kod tebe. Do you agree? We all will be there in In Music the last week of July.
June.
So we can be there.
In June.
And then next week we are all in exit. festival.
Well, I wish I could go there, but we have so many festivals here in Holland, and we have the same artists playing here. Because that's the only way they can do the tour. They have to play everywhere.
Exactly. That's the lineups are mostly similar.
It'll be great. It's a great lineup.
I'm very satisfied.
I mi smo duboki naklon. Hvala. Dragan Ambrozić radi našu glavnu vinu i upravo se s njim uredno dopisujemo tokom ove emisije, za onje što nije on. Evo, ima poruku za Henka s kojom je malo preostali da priča telefonom. Kaže, kaži Henku da je jedan od najboljih tour menadžera koje sam upoznao. He said, tell Hank that he is one of the best tour manager that I met.
Oh.
But and he met everybody.
So sweet. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You were so kind to us. Henk nam je obezbedio, imali smo intervju sa rezidentima. Da ti što? Ti razumeš, Zoran, koja je to stvar.
To bi u novinari rekli ekskluziv.
Jeste, velika ekskluziva bila za Srbiju. On i ja imali. Werner, you love music.
Yes.
What do you listen now, except you European Border Breaker Charts? European Border Breaker Charts is new. Brand new, different kind of arrangement. Well, totally different kind of arrangement.
What I like about music is new music, especially. I've made a radio program myself for 30 years with only new music in it. So that's my mission, so to say. I want to bring new music to the people. So I love being at Eurosonic Nordenslag because a lot of acts that I've discovered through the charts, for example, are in the city now to play for us. So, for example, yesterday I saw Alice Merton, which I loved. All great pop songs, very good stage performance, very good promising artist. Well, she didn't receive an ABBA award for nothing, of course. So I saw Alice Merton, but I also saw Elma, that you just played.
Yes.
I saw her already last year, and I informed my friends at radio stations, you should go there, and they didn't. And afterwards I said, you really missed something. And now she's here again, and I said again to my radio friends, go and see it, because it's, if you see it, you believe it. And for her, it's the same. Elma has been starting in the European Border Breakers charts. I discovered her a year and a half ago with her first single, Karma, which was not a hit. And I must warn everyone that after the hits that she scored now, this should be re-released, because it is really a hit that should have been and that still should be. Afterwards, she scored with Dye My Hair. That's the song that brought her the ABBA award, and that was a very huge hit in the European Border Breakers charts. And now you just played Faces with French Montana. Only the fact that she's now working together with artists from that level mean that the record company believes that it's an artist for the future that they invest in. And she was at Eurosong Nordenslag yesterday, and it was again a very good performance.
Dakle, pitali smo Wernera šta misli sada o situaciji, i on odgovara da upravo nova muzika je ono što smatra da je njegova misija kroz 30 godina bavljenja poslom i radio emisijama i šire muzičkim izdavaštvom. Nova muzika je uzbudljiva i naveo je dva primjera koje su i meni ostavili veliki utisak. To su Alma i Alice Merton. Alice Merton će doći na Exit Festival, a Alma je jedna preslatka devojka koja je baš u sredu bio rođendan. I ona radi u Los Angelesu, u stvari, snima ploču u Americi, dobije jedan potpuno drugačiji zvuk. I just explained that Alma practically in LA is doing her album, mm-hmm. and it will be a whole different kind of sound in Europe. Very interesting girl, I love her.
Yeah.
And you mentioned two of them that I love the most.
Okay, great.
Yes. And Alice will play on Exit Festival, our festival.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I think I've seen a performance yesterday of
Amazing.
Alice Merton. I think she will be booked by many other festivals because it's a real good stage performance.
Da, evo, to su...
And great songs, very important, great songs.
I lepe pesme, da. Yeah. Ono što je vrlo redko, jako se malo pesama ponavlja.
We will not book her.
You da, will not. Incentival. We will not. Dobro, mora nešto postoji da...
You'll be the only one not booking her.
Well, he's fully booked.
Our criteria are a little bit higher.
Okay.
Sledeće godine. Da. Slatka je, vidjet ćeš, doćeš ti na Egzit, pa ćeš tu uživati.
I saw the performance yesterday. That's the reason why we will not book her. I think she needs more time for progress. But that's fine. One hit is not enough for important
place in festival lineup. That's my opinion.
True. Yeah.
It should be more good songs.
And perhaps it's a curse for her that she scored so big with her very first single.
Well, that's the problem. And with this one single, the price will be increased insanely high, and on the end, bands will not make albums but just one songs, mm-hmm. and that's the problem. I think generally that's the problem, yeah. And festivals are searching for something new, fresh, and that should be like related on something what has bigger and longer. Artistic background. That's my opinion.
Yeah. But you can imagine that for me, for the charts, it's not a problem that there's not an album. Charts is built up from tracks. And
I agree.
Da, ide je jedan fini dijalog i lepa rasprava u odnosu na čoveka koji pravi festival sa njegove tačke gledišta i čoveka stručnjaka koji pravi top listu. To su potpuno dve odvojene priče od drugačiji pristup.
Exactly.
Pre svega,
we need mora artists, da bude potpuno drugačiji pristup. For example, 60 minutes of performance, da. And that's for festival. It's necessary to that artist must have fewer albums, not just one song or two.
More meat on the bone.
We experience that sometimes agents they asking exactly 1,000 euros per minute of performance.
Yeah.
Wow. Evo jedna tajna. Ponekad se desi da agenti traže čak 1,000 evra za jedan minut izvođenja na festivalu. To su već vrlo ozbiljne stvari. Da, onda moraš da imaš nekog ko će tih isplatiti tih 60 minuta.
And they can play actually 3 minutes of good song.
Jasno nam je zašto mladi izvođači.
Oh, that's the problem.
But if you're looking for
he's
artists...
He knows music a lot.
Absolutely.
He's talking like a fan. He's making festival like a fan. Yeah. Da, Zoran jeste jedan od tih ljudi koji festival pravi kao obožavalac i kao veliki poznavalac muzike. Po tome se i razlikuje i Exit i festival. Dragan Ambrozić i ti upravo od ostalih možda u Evropi.
Mislim da treba baš ono... Kad već radimo taj posao, onda ga probati napraviti najbolje mogućim, a najbolje moguće je u tome da se da prilika izvođačima koji stvarno imaju reputaciju, imaju karijeru, jer ono, David Byrne se ne može, ono, ovaj, Ellis je ono, početnika od tako jednim imenom kao što je David Byrne.
To je samo jedna uspored.
Pa ne, mislim...
Hank se slaže. David Byrne is David Byrne.
Oh yeah, we have him too.
Yeah, that's right.
You have him there.
Yeah. For good reason.
Absolutely.
Almost the lineup is the same.
Yeah, but that's what festivals are for, you know. Okay. These festivals are there, and that's why these big acts come. And they only can afford to come because they can play at 15 festivals.
That's the only way how they make it work. You know, that's normal.
Pričamo je o najvećem holandskom festivalu u kome Hank priča. Slična je ponuda izvođača, takođe jako dobra. Praktično sam prvo i to čuo, Zoran, pa onda sam tek tvoje. Pa sam bilo jako ponosno na tebe što sam...
Down the Rabbit Hole is really good lineup. Yeah. And ticket price is...
Down the Rabbit.
That's triple from what you charge.
Yes, that's right.
But I mean, it's a different situation.
Different market.
Different market. And you know, I mean, the whole infrastructure is very, very important to the festival. It's very expensive.
Everything is expensive, but
incomes are... Skupi, sigurno i više kad je Down the Rabbit.
Incomes are different. That's well, we are struggling. We are not happy with this ticket price.
No, but what do you charge for a glass of beer?
Now I'm surprised.
Poštovani slušati njihovu diskusiju, oni su se prvi put čeli jako je kvalitetna. I ovo jeste početak njihovog velikog kontakta. To znam da se ovde upravo događa. U studiju, a Dragan Ambrozić nastavlja da se dopisuje s nama. Kaže, i kaži mu, misli se na Henka, da se svi slažu u Beogradu da su rezidenci bili u novembru genijalni. U samoposluzi sam, kupujem za slavu, sutra je Sveti Jovan. Čestitamo mu slavu. Dragon is writing and writing.
Oh, yeah, he's...
And he tell me to tell. And tell him, he said. And tell him that the residence in November was genial. Genius, and that everybody in Belgrade means that. And I'm on the supermarket buying for my celebration.
Thank you.
Please, sada ćemo slušamo Anu Ćurčin da pustim našim divnim gostima. Now I will play for you, Anna Ćurčin. Just a little bit so you will have any kind of picture of her.
Okay,
great.
Thank you. depths of the heart and drift through the night, but somehow there's sound echoes with the loneliness of mine. I'm still here, sensing the breeze through the window. Seagulls up high seem closer than the words on the ones passing by, so I let myself cry. And maybe someday I'll be one of them. Don't get too far away, remain calm and you may see changes come in your way. Don't get too far away, remain calm and you may see changes. Hold on too tight, I couldn't myself from the rest, hoping the silence of my own will last. I wait for my friend. Don't get too far away.
Bila je to Ana Ćurčin, večeras nastupa na Eurosoniku, zato i jesmo ovde, Radio Beograd 1 je bukirao i jako smo srećni što smo bili u prilici i što možemo svake godine da dovedemo po jedan sastav, da se vidi da to ipak ima mnogo kvalitetne muzike koja dolazi iz Srbije. Vidim da se sviđa i Henku i Werneru i Zoranu. You like it, I saw that you
like
it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, really
it's
beautiful. Song. It's really a traditional song.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm sure you know 10,000 Maniacs, the singer of it, Natalie
yes.
Merchant. It's very
that's atmosphere. That's
yeah. Very
in that, in that direction, yeah.
That's atmosphere, exactly that. Yeah. Natalie Merchant se obožava, ja ne je volim mnogo. Mnogo izvođača srpskih dolazi na festival i ti si im otvorio vrata i nastupaju. Često, iako se raduju, to im je jako značajna stvar.
Pa, mislim, scena Srbije je uvijek bila dobra i snažna. Mislim da se već posljedice tog razaranja, tog prirodnog, kulturnog kruga, ono, zbog, znamo zbog čega, osjete i problemi su upravo u tome što se te kulturni krugovi bi se trebali obnoviti, jer to je upravo davalo to živost roke, pogotovo rock and roll sceni 80. godina, jer je on ta jedna dobro smislu te riječi, ta jedna, ja bih više rekao, međusobno inspiriranje glazbenika Zagreba, Beograda, Ljubljane, Sarajeva, i to je nešto što ta kulturna scena, taj kulturni krug je, on nužno opstoji, i samo je pitanje, odnosno hrabrosti ljudi da se suprotstave nacionalistima da bi mogli uopće, ali što će naravno biti teško, jer su, kao što nam je poznato u svim državama bivše Jugoslavije, nacionalisti čvrsto na svojim pozicijama i ne puštaju ih, samo osvajaju se više i više. Ali ne veze, treba se boriti.
Mi smo ovdje smo zbog muzike.
Upravo tako. Muzika je tu.
Mi smo ovdje zbog muzike.
Može, ako je ne sva muzika, ali dobro, muzika je upravo ta koja ne poznaje granice.
Da, jesi, brat. Jesmo, brat. Da, znam da što te volim. Ajde sad, I know why I love you. He is a fighter. Rock and roll is a fight.
Yeah.
Where is the now fight in rock and roll? Can you tell me, Hank, please? Where is the battle in rock and roll now?
Oh,
is there any battle?
Well, no, not really. I mean, it has been so institutionalized. I mean, it has become an institution. And I think that the battle has been in the 60s and the 70s. I mean, this battle is over. I mean, in these days, it's more like here today, gone tomorrow. I mean, pick up the pieces. No, I mean.
There's only a battle between Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher.
That's
a good one. Yeah.
Bitka između Noela i Liam. Upravo o tome smo i pričali u Beogradu kada smo predstavljali stranu muzičku scenu prošle godine. Yes, that's it. Who won that? They have two wonderful albums.
Wonderful
records.
Yeah, I really love them both. So
I love them both.
It's a draw, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Okay. Polako privodimo kraju. This is the end. Thank you so much for a wonderful conversation about music.
Thanks for having us.
I hope we will have you again. I will have you here or in Belgrade or anywhere. Again.
Okay, thank you.
Bilo je čast, poštovani slušalci, pričati o rock'n'rollu, koncertima, izvođačima, novim festivalima s ovim divnim ljudima. Naši gosti bili su Zoran Marić, osnivač i vlasnik, direktor IN festivala u Zagrebu.
Hvala.
Divni Hank, zahvaljujući kome imamo komunikaciju sa sastavom The Resident, sastavom koji je obeležio novu muzičku eru, sa njima počinju novi muzički stilovi 21. veka, oni su raščlanili klasičnu muziku i doveli je u masovnu kulturu, to je bio njihov znak. Divni Werner Schlosser, sada idemo na stranu da još detaljnije nam objasni kako možemo da učinimo European Border Breaker Charts još upotrebljivijom i za srpske izvođače, a i da vam konačno emitujemo ono što se zvanično proglasi za najbolje novo na evropskom nebu. Ja ću sve divne momke sada da odvedem na Anu Ćurčin. Zahvaljujemo u ime Radio Beograda divnoj ekipi inženjera EBU inženjera i inženjera 3FM-a, Hank Van de Polu. Dear Hank, thank you so much. Kiss the Hope je divan domaćin dva dana, jedan divan mladi momak. Thank you so much. Martin Holzhoff, I didn't do it right. Holzhoff. Jedan prijatelj, naučit ću kako izgovaram, jako. Holanđani su ljudi koji se tri puta ljube, isto kao i mi, jako zanimljiv moment. Zahvaljujem Draganu Šćepanoviću. Zahvaljujući njegovoj komunikaciji sa Henkom mi imamo ovu vezu. Šćepo, duboki naklon našem razdelniku i našem tonskom sektoru. Saša Hajdin bio je dizajner zvuka u Studiju 1. Branislav Jerković, producent. Hvala vam puno obojici. Moje ime je Katarina Epštejn. Idem da vodim ove divne ljude na noć, učim da se provedemo. Svako dobro. Čujemo se vrlo brzo u Beogradu sa puno materijala.